The Tulsi brothers, who have been referred to in the media as the Tulsi twins, have been released on parole. Salahuddin, Brandon Lee, and Yakin Tony Lee. We talk about their release with attorney Nadeem Mohammed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And jazakallah for having me, Marana. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, thank you.
So their arrest goes back to July 2016. The release comes 6 months after the trial had come to an end in the Johannesburg High Court. What are the events that led to the release now?
So 5 months, almost give or take. Remember, we concluded the agreement on the 26th of Jan, 2022. Effectively, the process commenced effectively on the 1st of February. So was it March, April, May, June, July? Oh, okay, yeah. So 6 months, almost exactly. You're right. When the stay and sentence agreement was obviously signed and entered into, you'll remember, I'm sure, having regard to the fact that there was quite a bit of reporting on it. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the state actually handed the plea and sentence agreement over to certain journalists during the court process or after the court process, after the conviction and the sentence was entered and the court made it an order of court. Then they were required to serve a period of years, 5 and 3, in respect of Salahuddin, that's Brandon Tulsi, and then 5 and 4, I think it was, in respect of Yakin, that's Tony Lee. Effectively, the 5 years and 7 months awaiting trial, which was the detention period before the trial had even commenced, was taken into account by the court, who said some relatively noble things in favor of the twins. At the time, I'm sure, I don't know if you remember, but I commented on that in one of the interviews that I had. And effectively, the 5 years and 7 months already spent amounted in essence to a period of 2/3 of the total sentence of the date as at 26 January 2022. Effectively, in accordance with the Paroles Boards Act, in accordance with the Correctional Services Act, that period of time must be taken into account for purposes of eligibility. For all intents and purposes, they were eligible for parole immediately on that date that the sentence agreement was entered into. But obviously, having regard to the fact that there are certain programs that must be completed in prison whilst incarcerated, awaiting parole, and the fact that these CMCs, case management, social workers, and obviously the parole board must make a decision, which parole board decision is effectively final at the time. And once all that was done, which took a period of about 5.5 months to complete, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, by the mercy and the grace of the Almighty, they were released yesterday into their family's custody and care. Not to say that they were in the custody necessarily, but obviously these parole conditions, which keep them under house arrest for a period of 6 months, save for the exercise of Islamic religious activities, which must be condoned by the parole officer. And obviously, save for the fact that they are employed, gainfully employed from Monday to Saturday, and they then are entitled to leave their house between 8 and 12 on a Sunday.
Yes. You met them yesterday. What was their spirits like?
Subhanallah. One day when the world is ready to meet the brothers, the new and improved brothers, you'll understand exactly what I mean when I say they are the embodiment of Iman and Sabr. They are so unbelievably well-mannered and well-natured. They are so calm. Obviously, they are taking it all in. And for a normal person, it would be a lot to take in, especially for a person who's been incarcerated for a period of 6 years before even having been convicted. But subhanAllah, the Iman is just so unbelievably strong. They just accept that tawakkal on the Almighty is an example, really. That's all I can say. It's an example to everybody. The reliance that Allah Ta'ala will plan, and that anyone else can plan, but the greatest of all planners is He. And that's how they live.
Yes. And what do they have to say about their time in the jail? How are they treated overall?
You know, I'm reminded when you ask this question, I'm reminded of when one congregant at a lecture, when Brother Muazzam Beg was giving a lecture some years back, we also interviewed him on Legal Ease. It was a show that I hosted some time ago, and he was giving a talk at the Emirantia Masjid some time ago, and one of the brothers asked him, and he said, "Well, did the Americans at Guantanamo allow you to pray, allow you to make salah, allow you to read Quran, allow you to do these things?" And his response was, "It's not a question of did they allow us, it was a question of could they stop us? Could they prevent us?" And I'm reminded of that when people ask this question of what about their time in prison. The brothers were, when they were awaiting trial before the conviction, before the sentencing, they had a difficult time. Until such time as myself and the legal team brought urgent applications, which were successful against the state, and then they started to really ease off against them completely. We were allowed to consult with them. They were allowed to have visitors. We were allowed to bring documents in. They were allowed to keep documents. All that started to happen, and things really started to ease off. At that time, the brothers made extensive dua, extensive dawah, and they in fact reverted. One, I'm not going to mention his name at this moment in time, but one of the most notorious criminals at the Pretoria Kosamampuru prison, they reverted him and they became very close to him, and they continued with the dawah, and I believe that when he was moved to Maximum C prison, he continued with the dawah. After their conviction, when they were moved to Johannesburg and they were then convicted, now they were a convicted prisoner, so you move to a different section. They became part of the madrasa that had started by another one of the brothers inside. And this madrasa started out with four learners, you want to call them, four students. And as time went by, between the time that they joined, they came into that prison in January, and when they left in August, it had increased to 24. They had sought resources to provide stationery for the alim that was teaching them. There was Quranic studies. There was every Friday prayer during the month of Ramadan. They were part of a small little group that assisted other Muslims within the prison to get iftar, to make sure that there was dates and water to break fast with at the time of iftar in a separate section, that the ablution facilities were clean. This is how they lived their lives in the last 6 years. Yes, in the first 2 to 3 years, it was hard. It was terrible. It was incredibly difficult. It was terrible. It was torturous. They were oppressed. They weren't allowed visitation. They were separated. They weren't allowed medical visits. It was terrible. But when things started to calm down and they relied on the Almighty and the passage and the pathways opened up for them, they were phenomenal. They left there. I personally can tell you, I had a chat with one of the head of prisons, and I won't necessarily mention which prison at this time. And when he said to me, "Oh, are you Mr. Muhammad of the Tulsi Twins?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "I have never met men like that." That's all he said. And that is how they will be remembered there. So that was the impact that they had on the people that they met within prison, subhanAllah.
Yes, you know, the effect that they had there, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it a continuous reward for all those that have been part of this process. Brother Nadeem, jazakumullah khair for the update. We really appreciate your time.
Anytime. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah feek.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So that is the news that has come through. The Tulsi twins that have been convicted of terrorist-related charges have been released. As you may be aware, that originally there were 12 original charges against the Tulsi twins, some of which had been removed. They've served two-thirds of their time, and that is why they were eligible for parole. And now they've been released on parole with certain conditions.